paid a counseling fee.
Well, just wait. It's going to get crazier. Bobby Lee is here. Bobby,
I'm just so depressed. I mean,
don't start with that. Bobby's at the Improv.
I love you.
This weekend, I love you, Bobby Lee. The last time Bobby Lee was here, I don't know if you know this, yep. They almost fired Wendy and myself because of your attitude.
I can't remember what he said.
What did I say?
It
you
was
said
questionable.
Some things that
well,
were
I'm
not...
Well, I'm going to edit, and I'm going to be a nice Christian
You
today.
Need to be a model citizen, Bobby Lee.
I apologize what right. I did earlier.
All right. That was last time.
All right.
I'm sure funny,
you've,
though.
You've grown yeah, up a lot you. In a year, probably.
I haven't.
All right.
But it's really good to be back, guys.
Why you said you're depressed, and we don't want you to be. You're a comedian.
I understand that, but you know what? I was born depressed.
Were you?
I was born sad. If you look at all the photos of me as a kid, I'm crying or something.
But all
happening.
Babies cry.
Yeah,
that's
they
what
slap
babies
you
do.
Yeah,
they
I know.
Cry.
But then when I'm 14, I'm crying. Yeah, I'm sad.
What
well,
do you
talk to?
And the reason why I do comedy is because I never got girls.
Oh, Bobby.
Why?
Because I was a short, fat Asian kid.
Yeah.
A doughy body.
Could you cook, though? Because that might have helped.
No, I can't even cook rice. That's how sad I am. I'm an Asian. I can't even cook rice. I don't know how it works.
Wait a minute. Is that true?
Yeah. Do you put water in it? I mean, what happens?
You just order
look at
it.
Look at this Asian right here taking a photo of me.
He likes
this
you.
Is the I most know. The one Asian walks by.
This is the most stereotypical moment in the history of the planet.
I know, right
now.
There.
Right now.
All right. Is. Well, let me top that. Have you ever done acupuncture?
I have. It doesn't work.
Oh, don't
Listen,
tell Wendy that. Bobby,
I have just started doing it because I'm very stressed, and I had all the needles. And did you ever get cupping?
What's that?
When they take a glass, it looks like a round cup, and they suction. They just put it on your back like leeches.
Yeah, I don't do that because I'm not Harry Potter.
What are you talking about? I feel great.
You do?
Yeah.
You like medieval medicine?
It's not medieval.
Leeches? Yeah, it
no,
is.
It wasn't leeches. It was it glass cups. I have these polka dot hickeys all over my back.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Okay, well, good. You know, I have Kaiser Permanente. I have a doctor and stuff.
Yeah, I have
he
that,
gives
too.
Me, yeah, he gives me antibiotics and stuff, yeah.
Well, sometimes antibiotics.
I don't want to get confrontation with you because when I get sad, I get confrontational, and I want to change my behavior.
I just tried to help you off the air.
You did. You
talk
said
you
that,
off the ledge.
You said that when you got older, you got your dream job.
Yeah.
Right.
This
yeah.
is my dream job, and I didn't get it till I was 50. How old are you?
I'm 86.
You're 86
yes,
years old?
You're screwed.
I was in the original Karate Kid movies. I was in the first season of Happy Days.
Bobby, I think you're
remember?
Thinking...
Remember
thinking,
that when I ran the restaurant?
Yeah.
You're thinking of
Al's,
Pat Morita.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Nurioki Pat Morita.
That's me. I changed my name because I faked my death and I changed my name. Good to be here, guys.
Did you ever get to meet him?
No, but I was a big fan of his.
How could you? That guy was a lovable guy. That
I
Pat
know
Morita.
He was an alcoholic. You know that, right?
Oh, I didn't.
He
know
was.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
You could still be lovable and be an alcoholic.
Him and Don Ho were like in kin yeah, together, and they used to get drunk
what,
in Hawaii. Yeah.
Don Ho is that what inspired Tiny Bubbles?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
it is.
And there used to be a joke where Pat Morita would go to Don Ho's shows
mm-hmm.
back in the 80s, and he would go to the show Pat Morita just to do this one joke where Don Ho would go, Pat Morita, stand up. And Pat Morita would say, I am standing. I swear to God. And the whole audience would laugh. And that's the whole reason why Pat would go.
Did
just
he
do
leave
that one
after
joke.
That? Or
no,
he
would stay, get drunk, and hit on girls in Hawaii. Killed it.
You were just lamenting the fact that you have not had your dream job yet, but you've done very well for yourself. Mad
what?
TV was a huge
that's
hit.
A, yeah, yeah. Nine Mexicans watch that. That's a dream job. Raul Jesus watches it. Thank you, you two.
It was very popular.
Yeah,
how long ago,
right.
Will?
I got $12 an episode.
That, you did not.
No,
they
I got
paid
more.
You more than
I
that.
Got
it's
more.
A great show.
Come on,
great show got canceled, but we just did a reunion show. Did you see it?
I didn't. We
no.
didn't.
Wait,
we
well,
were
we
not,
had one.
Where was this broadcast? Was it on TV?
Yeah, it was on. No, it was on my YouTube channel.
I
yes,
didn't know
TV.
They brought. I would have watched it.
It was on CW's.
Was it? Yeah. All right. Who,
when,
who was there for that? You,
me, Nicole Sullivan, Will Sasso, Mike McDonald, Alex Borstein, Stephanie Weir, yeah. Everyone.
Some of the greats. All the greats.
Yeah. Ike Barinholtz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing well for himself.
Amazing.
One of the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
I'm hearing.
What?
Oh.
That's
what?
A different
that's
show.
A different
and
show.
You know, and that's
oh, so
why I'm
sorry.
Sad because of comments like that. You know what I mean? You have your dream job.
Bobby,
I don't have my dream job, and you make fun of me.
We don't want to
saying
make
that this
making
is
fun of you.
Yeah,
I loved your Fly Girls.
How's the relationship going? Is everything
my
going?
That's the only thing that's keeping me together.
That's working.
That's the only thing that's keeping me together.
You found a girl who loves you, and you love.
Why
her.
Are you looking at me like that? And like, I'm not going to kill myself.
I hope not.
I won't.
All right.
I hugged you.
You did,
Bill. Why don't you hug him?
Yeah, you didn't hug me.
We'll see how this goes.
All right.
If this goes well, you'll get a hug at the end.
Do you feel weird with me?
Yes.
I thought we, no, because I've been, seriously, do you think that I have some sort of like other alternative motive?
No. You're here to tell people about the improv show. People want
to. You want me to leave right now just to plug and leave? That's what you're trying to do.
That's not me. No.
Tell us about your hot girlfriend. You were so cute.
Beautiful.
Where did you meet her?
I met her on Tinder.
Did you meet her on
Tinder? It's like he's 12.
I swipe right and magic happened. Well, I went on a couple awful dates before that.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that the photos, you know, the profile photos should be all like the whole body, not just the face.
Right. And what happened?
Well, like one girl, I'm like, God, she looks just like Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked her up and she looked like Natalie Portman, but she had the body of Michael Chiklis. She was like a Boston cop. Her hands were like thick hands.
Sure.
Yeah. And then she was like tumbling down these stairs.
Oh no.
And she saw me. I got to pick. So then I can't tell you where we went because I wanted her to listen and get sad.
I think she knows who she is.
Yeah.
Was it Olive Garden?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Olive Garden.
That was my guess.
No. It was nicer, a little nicer than that.
Unlimited.
But I was just looking at her face, not her body, during the whole dinner.
Yeah.
I dropped her off. I never saw her again.
Is the body that important to you?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Right. Because, like, my body is not good.
So you want it to balance out.
Well, if I have kids, you got to give them a chance. Because, like my parents, right, they look like mythological creatures. My dad looks like... They do. My dad looks like Yoda. My mom looks like Gollum. So when they bred mythological creatures.
You're adorable.
No, I look awful.
You have bad head. I'll give you that.
Look at me. I have a flat face. Yes. Not being racial,
no.
But I couldn't be a president. You couldn't see me on a coin. It would just be like a line. Right? Yeah.
You could be president.
Of what?
Look who's running for president this year. You don't think, it's
you
in the paper.
You know Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for him.
You are not.
Just for the laugh.
But if those guys
could be... Who's laughing?
I am. No, he's not going to win. He doesn't have a chance.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't.
He's way up in the polls, Bobby.
Over Hillary?
No, on the Republican side.
I understand that, but when they go head-to-head, you know what's going to happen.
Hillary's your girl, huh? Not Bernie Sanders. He doesn't have a chance.
He's too old.
Is he too old? But his hair does what your hair's doing now. Which
I just woke up.
Oh, that's
hilarious. I don't even know where I am right now. Am I in Cleveland?
Yes.
I love you.
You're in Cleveland. Bobby Lee is here.
Can I plug some things?
Can we take a break and you can come back and plug more?
Is that all right?
All right.
All right. More with Bobby Lee in just a little bit. He's feeling better. That's the good news. He's at the Improv this weekend. Improv.com has your ticket information. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder along with Bobby Lee. Doing his best to behave himself, right the ship.
Yeah.
He's appearing at the Chicago Improv in Schaumburg tonight through Sunday night, improv.com. Now, let me make sure I got this right. Last night, you flew out from Los Angeles on the red eye, and then you got in, and you have not slept.
I haven't slept at all.
In days, probably.
I feel awful.
Do you feel bad?
Yeah, my tummy hurts a little bit. Yeah.
Do you want Kevin to bring you some KO Pectate?
This Kevin character right here, back here, it's like, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make you, I'm not, you know, I love women. I really do, but... You know, in a situation where I was in a war, and we were sharing a foxhole, you know what I mean? Not necessarily on the same team. I could be on the other team. I don't care,
right? And but you'd share
his
foxhole.
I might. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Yeah. Him, Tom Hardy. I have a list.
Thanks.
Him, Tom Hardy, and then David Duchovny.
I'm with you on that. I'd fight you for him.
And here's another one. Here's a new one.
Who?
A guy named Tony Thornburg. He's a half Swedish, look him up, half Swedish, half Chinese model.
Yeah.
And I'm friends with him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I fake, like, flirt with him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And how does Tony react to that?
He laughs.
He does. He enjoys that?
Yeah. Right. I love you.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was at a club, I was with my girl, and mm-hmm. Tony goes, hey, come over to the bathroom. I go, you want help with your jeans or something? I'll fix them. And then I would disappear for a couple of minutes.
Remember, you have to be on your best behavior, Bobby. Because
that's what I would say. I would fix his jeans, Bill.
All right.
I mean, your mind is corroded, friend.
He's Swedish and Asian?
Yeah, Asian. Look at that thing. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, I'm looking at his face.
He looks like Steve Aoki, the DJ kind of.
He does not look like Steve Aoki. How dare if Steve... Yeah, Steve Aoki looks like a sick him. Brazilian disease, whatever. What's that called?
Nika virus. Zika virus.
The babies?
Yeah.
Doma, Nika. I get them confused.
That's not a virus. That's a song from the Flying Nun.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love your voice.
Now, you know, I hope it's okay to tell people this. If it isn't, stop me.
Well,
years ago, you showed me a photograph of the girl you were dating at the time, and I had to break the news to you that you were dating a lady of the evening.
Yeah.
But you knew that, or you didn't know that at the time?
I don't even know what you mean by Lady of the Evening. She's a vampire?
No. Well, yeah.
What are you talking about? She's an X-Men.
Why would you ruin it? Let's go with that.
Yeah. She's a transvestite?
No.
A hooker?
Yes.
Ding, ding, yes. Ding.
No, she's not. And it's probably the wrong one.
No, because you even said to me when I told you that, you looked at the picture and you said, well, now a lot makes more sense.
Maybe
to me.
In that particular photo she might, because she was like jazzed up. You're being very rude right now, my friend. All right? That's the love of my life.
I thought you were with someone new.
This is 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, she was?
She was, she was, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the $100 a night.
See, that's what I mean. If you're in a relationship with a girl, she's not going to charge you $100 a night. All right.
How long was the night?
I noticed something about your face, and I think you're cute.
Thank you.
But your lips are the same color as your skin, so I don't know where they begin or where they start. It's almost as if you're like a Muppet. Like you're made out of felt.
It's not almost like I'm a Muppet.
I mean, look, there's just no separation. Where are your lips, friend?
It's dry in here.
Is it dry? No, because I see the separation with you.
I have lipstick on.
Well, no, you have lips.
Do you want some lip liner, Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
If it'll make you happier,
next time I'm here,
I'll go in.
It's freaking me out
I'll
right
have
now.
Have them done.
Yeah, yeah.
Get them cosmetically done.
All right. How does this make you feel? I've turned into Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
He's hot for Kevin, and he thinks you're a Muppet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very hurtful, Bobby.
Thank you for not
insulting
me. I think
your skills as a DJ is
kind
on point.
Of you. No, at this point, I can
ban from the show.
Yeah, please.
Anthony Thornburg?
Yeah, Tony Thornburg.
That's the guy.
Yeah. Look him up, guys. Even girls. Yeah, look him up.
Oh, yeah.
What star? I know over the years you have met some of the greats of Hollywood.
No, I haven't.
You haven't met any of the greats of Hollywood?
I mean, the biggest star I worked with was Ben Kingsley.
That's pretty big.
He was
Bobby.
Gandhi.
He's Sir Ben Kingsley.
He's the best.
He's
really
a
nice guy. I worked with him and Ed Norton at the same day.
Love
because
him.
I was in
from
the Dictator.
Honeymooners or from the actor? Which one?
The actor.
Okay, so what did Fight you guys Club. Do together?
I was in the movie The Dictator.
That was a great
movie.
So
I had scenes with Ben Kingsley and Ed Norton in a couple of days.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's it. That's
what
my career.
What does Ben Kingsley talk to you about when you're hanging out with Ben
we
Kingsley?
We sat on the couch and he goes, Bobby, when I'm speaking, I feel like you're not listening to me. I go, I'm not.
That's
he goes,
nice.
Why? Because the whole time I'm thinking, this is Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
What am I doing here? Because as a comic, you have to understand that I started in the open mic.
Sure.
You know, and so if you've ever been to an open mic, it's dirty. You're at a club. You're with other homeless people. They look like homeless people, open micers, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden one day, some guy in a suit goes, you're going to be in this.
Right.
And you get plucked from the herd of homeless.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're in a fancy situation. So it's shocking.
I can imagine. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting next to your work.
You!
Well, you're
lipless.
Working with lipless Bill.
Yeah,
and then another day.
McGee.
Yeah.
And then another day, it's Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, but then you're back to depression.
What'd you tell him about his lips, Bobby? What'd you tell
Nothing.
Him?
Nothing.
Zero.
No, because he's perfect.
Yep.
There was definition between the skin color
and
the lip color.
Yeah, he's human.
That's why I didn't get the role in Gandhi.
Yeah.
It was Ben Kingsley.
You wouldn't get the role
I...
in anything except the Muppet Mode movie.
The Muppets have come back.
Yeah, maybe you can get a part.
He doesn't go to the bathroom ever at work. He can go the whole day
really?
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
he is a Muppet.
That's my superpower.
Yeah, yeah. Is that your... That's if you were an X-Men, that would be your power?
Yep.
That's a sad power.
I don't need
that's
to.
A really sad power. I don't have to go to the bathroom. That's
right.
Your power?
I'm the guy with...
I'm Wolverine. I have claws. But you can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You look like you would have a sad power. Like an X-Men like convention.
Sad.
I know. Like Cyclops, he has his eye thing.
Yeah.
And like you just... you're constantly constipated.
No,
that's your power.
Number one. We're just talking number one.
Oh, but you have to go number two sometimes.
I don't have to do one, two, or three.
Oh. You never have diarrhea?
Nope.
I would like to be you in a bar situation because once you break the seal, you have to go like every half beer.
Yeah, yeah.
He just never goes.
Don't.
Are you married, Bill?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep. Wait. What does that mean?
Does he work
like
at Sesame Street?
All right. I'm going to have my Muppet lawyer sue you. Kevin, tell my Muppet
Elmo?
Lawyer
is
I'm
Elmo?
Bobby Lee.
Elmo.
Oh, man.
Sue me, Elmo. You're making me cry. You're so funny. And thanks for not slamming me.
Before I go, I have to pitch some things.
What do you got?
All right, so I'm reoccurring on a show called Love on Netflix. It's Judd Apatow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only in three little scenes, but that's all I have right now.
But he's going to give you more.
We're already working on the second season. I have a... at least one episode revolved around my
good.
Cousin.
Awesome.
So that's
on that.
One thing. Number two, I have a podcast with my girlfriend called Tiger Belly. Why are you laughing?
I like the words tiger and belly
Thank you.
Together.
Tiger belly is great. What it's called.
All right. What do you guys talk about on Tiger Belly?
My sexuality.
All right.
And then my third thing is Schaumburg.
Yes, well, you're going to be at the
I'm in Schaumburg this weekend. Come check me out.
Tonight through Sunday.
It's going to be great.
You will cry with laughter.
You'll weep with laughter. Yeah. And then Bobby has his own website, believe it or not. It's BobbyLeeLive.com.
I love you so much.
Thank you, Bobby, for being here.
Thanks for having me. I like coming here every year.
Well, come here every year. I like your underpants on your banner
on
your
website. Thank you. Yep.
When we see you, we know it's spring.
Thank you.
And you're like our human Groundhog Day.
You happier now?
No.
Still not.
Thank you. No, I am. I love you guys a lot. You guys are really good at what you do.
Thank you, Bobby. You are too.
Okay.
It's Bobby Lee. He's our friend.
Now grow some lips.
We'll take... I have to go because my friend Guy Smiley.
I mean, does your wife get paper cuts when she kisses you?
All right. You're under arrest. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.